Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Loud Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has shown me. I want to thank all of you for putting your questions in the comment section of my last video. You know, the Lord asked me a couple of weeks ago. I was sleeping, and when I was waking up, I heard in my spirit that I was to do a question and answer time on YouTube, and I didn't really understand why, but now I kind of understand, because there were so many people who had questions, and a lot of the questions were very similar. So I just want to thank you so much for posting them, and I am shocked how many questions there were. Matter of fact, I have 400 comments for that video. I think that might over 400. I think that might be my highest ever. I'm going to try to answer all of your questions. If I don't answer it, it's because I don't really have a good answer to give you. So it's not that I'm ignoring your question. It's just that I'm only answering the questions that I feel called or led to answer, or that I feel like I have something good to say. I have a few questions here for this video, because it seemed to be there seemed to be a repetitive theme to a few of your questions. So I'm going to answer a couple of them now for you. The first one that I want to answer, or at least give you a few suggestions, is how to hear from God. A lot of you seem to be frustrated that you're not hearing from the Lord on where to go and what to do, even though you're spending a lot of time with Him. So let me give you very quickly a couple suggestions. First, you need to make sure that you are really clean before the Lord. No known sin, and you must be living in a repentance. Like I repent every day, brothers and sisters. There's things I do every day that I repent for. You need to be in that spirit of repentance. The second thing after that is, are you baptized in the Holy Spirit? Are you baptized in the Holy Spirit? I have a article that I wrote for my blog on how to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. At least it's one way. If you want to know more about it, you can check that article out. I'll have it in the link below for you. When we're baptized in the Holy Spirit, the Lord gives us gifts, and one of the gifts can be the gift of prophecy, which is what happened when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit 10 years ago, and that's when I got the gift of prophecy. When we're baptized in the Holy Spirit, it also helps us to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. If you're walking in the flesh, there's a good chance you won't be hearing from the Lord as much. When we walk in the Spirit, we are forsaking the world and the worldly ways that the unsaved live in. When we're walking just like the unsaved, we're not going to hear from the Lord. Another suggestion is to spend quality time with God through prayer and worship and reading His Word. Now, I'm not talking about 5 or 10 minutes every morning or 5 or 10 minutes every night. I'm talking about spending a lot of time with Him, because Jesus is a person. He's alive, and He wants a personal relationship with you. And that's how you hear from the Lord, when you spend time with Him. Sometimes you're not going to hear during that time of praying, but it draws you close to God. It says if you draw close to God, He will draw close to you. It also says that we are to seek Him with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and He will be found. So you have to spend a lot of time with the Lord to be able to enter into that kind of relationship with Him. It is a process, it is a commitment, and it takes time to cultivate. Now, what does His voice sound like? Well, first of all, everyone can hear from the Lord by reading the Word of God. That is the best way, actually, to hear from Him. I hear more from the Lord when I read the Word of God than any other time. So that would be my first suggestion on, nobody can really say, well, I don't know how to hear from God. Well, pick up the Bible and read it and ask the Holy Spirit as you're reading it. Say, Holy Spirit, please lead and guide me and show me what you want me to be doing, or where you want me to go, or whatever question you have, and let Him lead you through the Word. It's not always going to be spot on every time, but a lot of the times when I ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me in the Word, He does. So that would be number one. Number two, look for his signs. He will give you signs, and it's another way that he speaks to us. You know, we know he speaks to us through dreams, and now we know he speaks through the Word of God. He also speaks through signs all around us, so we have to keep our eyes open for those kind of signs. People think that I hear audibly from the Lord, and I do not. I hear a still, small voice within my spirit. That's how I hear from the Lord. There's only been a couple of times where I've heard kind of audibly in a loud voice, just like two or three times at the most. All other times it is a still, small voice, like in 1 Kings 19:11-12, where Elijah was running from Jezebel, and the Lord told him he had something to say to him, and Elijah stepped out, and first there came the wind, and God's voice was not in the wind. Then came the earthquake. God's voice was not in the earthquake. Then came fire, and God's voice was not in the fire. Where was God's voice? It was a still, small voice. So we have to learn how to hear that voice. We have to be fine-tuned to hear it. And many of you are already hearing from the Lord, and you just don't know it yet. You don't even know it yet because you haven't learned to discern his voice. So pray and seek the Holy Spirit, asking for that discernment so you might hear his voice. All right, let's move on to the next question. How do we escape Babylon? How are we to get out of the beast system? Those are the two questions I want to answer for you. Babylon is a spiritual Babylon, which is the religious system. It is the lukewarm apostate church that is now becoming ecumenical and including all religions. And we have to come out of this false church, this false doctrine, false teaching. Many evangelical churches, many of them, you might not know it, but they are falling under this ecumenical umbrella that's coming, this new world order, the new world religion. They're under that umbrella now, and a lot of the people in their congregation don't even know that. We have to come out of that system because God is going to be setting up a new kind of church right now in these last days, and that's for another video. But brothers and sisters, we have to leave this, escape and flee from spiritual Babylon. Then there is the physical Babylon, and I believe that's tied up with the beast system. And a lot of you ask, how do we get out of the beast system? Well, we know that we are to flee Babylon, and I believe that means to flee the one world system right now that's trying to enslave us. So we need to be praying for discernment so we won't be deceived. You know, a lot of this beast system is tied up with technology and different platforms, and it is part of the web that they have been weaving for quite a while that's going to be used against us. And we need to pray and ask God, how do we unravel ourselves from this web that they have put out there, and as Christians, we have fallen into. Unfortunately, as Christians, we have become just like the world, and we haven't remained holy and separate. And because of that, we are now tangled up in this web. So we need to untangle ourselves, and we need to ask the Lord how to do that. And one thing that comes to my mind is to become more self-sufficient, more dependent on God, and less dependent on man and government. Think about, first of all, get out of the cities. We already know the cities right now are burning. It's only going to get worse. If you're on the coasts of the east or west coast of America, please pray about leaving soon, because there's been so many prophecies, including things I've gotten from the Lord, about what's going to happen on the east and the west coast. So you need to get away from there. And you need to think about how you can become more isolated. Is there a piece of land that you can buy? Is there a farm you can buy outside of the city? Is there, maybe you want to stay in your home and buy something that's an hour or two away from you. It's a bug out place that you can go to, where you can bring an RV, a tent, a camper, and have a bug out place in case of an emergency. Also, you can think about solar power. Think about raising animals. Make sure there's a natural water source there. Think about having a veggie garden where you are right now. But I do believe that we need to find isolated places find a piece of plot, find a land. If the Lord hasn't called you to a safe haven or you don't have a safe haven right now, that's okay. The Lord will provide in His timing, not in our timing. So that's my suggestion right now. I do have on my prepper form, I'm going to be putting out 4 or 5 links of things that I'm personally going to be buying for my bug out bag. One is a tent. It's a Four Seasons tent. It has a hole for a cook stove and for heat. And I have some a water source and some cooking things. So I'm going to put those on my prepper form. If any of you are interested in looking, I'm not affiliated with any of them. I'm just sharing what I'm going to be doing personally because I think it's a good thing to have something like that for an emergency. The last thing I want to share is I read an article about going gray. And to explain that more, just go ahead and read what that article talks about. It's very interesting. I don't support everything he wrote, but what he means about going gray is that we are not to stand out, that we need to become good at hiding in plain sight. And that's what I think we need to be doing, is praying that the Lord helps us to be hidden, both physically and spiritually, as we wait on the Lord because He's coming soon. Okay, brothers and sisters, well, that's all for now for some of the questions I wanted to bring to you. Thank you for coming and listening to what the Lord has shown me. I want to end with one scripture that the Lord led me to that I want to share with you. And I also want to suggest you read Jeremiah 51, 6 through 9, and Jeremiah 51, 45 through 46, because that talks about fleeing out of Babylon. And that's what this video is about, how to flee out of Babylon. All right, let me read to you 2 Peter 2:6, and I'll end with this. And this is talking about that God says, and He, which is God, did not spare the ancient world when He brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and 7 others. If He condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, and if He rescued Lot, a righteous man, who was distressed by the depraved conduct of the lawless, for that righteous man, living among them day after day, was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard. And here's the verse I wanted you to really hear. If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to hold the unrighteous for punishment on the day of judgment. Shalom, brothers and sisters.